We're compelled to use the right of reply, given the statements of several delegates. At this session, once again, we have been witness to the instrumentalization by the USA, UK, Germany, France, and other European countries of the activities. And they are covering up the crimes of the Kiev authorities against their own country. And we believe that the policies are using Ukrainians to strategically defeat Russia. And they are providing lethal weapons to Kiev, which are used to murder peaceful citizens in Donbas, Kursk, and other regions of the Russian Federation. They are putting weapons in the hands of simple Ukrainians, and they are thus undermining the principles that they say that they comply with. They are the suppression of the, and they are covering up the corruption, the enforced disappearances, and discrimination on ethnic, religious, and other grounds. And the and Zelensky has caused or caused an increase in the discrimination against Russian-speaking population in Ukraine. There have been terrorist attacks against our country under Zelensky. We have seen that the canonical Russian Orthodox Church, Ukrainian Orthodox in Ukraine, has been subject to discrimination and persecution, and technical assistance to Ukraine and capacity building to promote human rights has been used by the collective West to assistance to Ukraine to kill their own citizens in seeking victory against Russia. There have been so many crimes committed by the Ukrainian authorities, but no one should be surprised by that. The global community has several times seen that the collective West has sought to pursue their own aims through the suffering of simple citizens in states who they feel are just collateral damage in as they pursue their aims. And they have abused the topic of technical cooperation and capacity building in the sphere of human rights for their own purposes. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Azerbaijan.